Blog Talk Radio.
Our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We're in the book of James, a book that is a book of practical teachings that can be applied to our lives and make us better in the future than we have been in the past. In this section, in James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, James is giving a strong summons. He summons us to weep and howl if we are hoarding up wealth, verse number 1. He gives a summon that letting us know that wealth is not lasting, verses 2 and 3. He also summons us to let us know that we should weep and howl, for hoarding wealth will condemn us, verse number 3. And we come to verses 4 through 6. James is giving us a summons and telling us we need to weep and howl for the way we are living. In verses 4 through 6, the text indicate that some rich persons cheat, steal, and defraud their workers. They cheat them. The cheated person cries out to God, and God hears their cries. When he does, God answers their prayers. And know who God is in this text. It says that God is the Lord of Sabbath. This is the Hebrew word meaning Lord of hosts or Lord of armies. It refers to God's omnipotence, his power, his unlimited power to help the poor in this context, the disadvantaged and the oppressed. God would execute judgment and wrath and hell upon the oppressors. This is exactly what God will do to those who cheat and defraud the workers and laborers of the world. Well, how can rich persons steal and defraud? Well, by not paying just wages, by not paying a full hour or day's wages, by not paying for all the work that has been done, by withholding more than what they should withhold, by adding to the bill the labor owes for supplies. A person may owe $500, they add an additional $50 to $100 more on the bill, which they have not purchased supplies for. By adding weight to the scales that measure what is being bought back in the day and even now, they would put their thumbs on the scales, or they would not have their scales regulated properly, and they would make extra revenue by unjust scales. On and on the list could go as to how the rich cheat the worker and the poor. But the scriptures has much to say about cheating people out of their wages. Number one, the person who lies in order to get wealth is a person seeking death. Wise man Solomon in Proverbs 21 and verse number 6, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Oh, they may get rich, they may get wealthy in this life, but when they die, separation from God will take place. Second, the person who oppresses the poor is going to meet a day of severe need. Again, the wise man Solomon in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 16, he that oppresses the poor to increase his riches. He that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. There are two oppressors here. There is one who oppresses the poor by any means necessary to get riches, and there are those of us who oppress the rich fraudulently to get wealth or riches. Solomon said, we shall come to want. Certainly, the person who steals to get rich will suddenly die right in the midst of his day. He will prove himself to be a fool. Jeremiah 17:11, as the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatches them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. In this text, Jeremiah paints a picture. God, through Jeremiah, paints a picture of the bird who sits on eggs that does not belong to them. And when they hatch, I'm told that instinctively the baby birds know that that's not their mother. And as soon as they are able to desert the nest, they will leave the nest. In other words, there are people who get riches and not by right means shall leave them in the midst of days, and at his end shall be a fool. Fourthly, the person who builds his state by fraudulent means is warned and shall be condemned. In Jeremiah 22:13, God gave his people this stern warning. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness and his chamber by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. Oh, yes, there are people who will work people and will not pay them. The person who gets gain dishonestly shall be smitten by God's own hand. Ezekiel 22:13. Behold, therefore, I have smitten my hand at thy dishonest gain which thou hast made, thy blood which hath been in the midst of thee. God will come to the rescue of those who are mistreated, defrauded, treated unjustly in order to deprive them of what is rightfully theirs. God will never forget a single one of the dishonest works of the rich. Amos 8:4-7, as we close. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephod small and the shackle great, and the false and falsifying the balances by deceit, talking about the scales here, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by his excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their work. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, it is once again you have blessed us, and we thank you for it, to see this day that we've never seen before. We're thankful for health and strength. We're thankful for being able to wake out of the sleep and slumber of the night. Bless all that are on this call. Bless us in the ways that we stand in need of. Give us what we need, or the strength to endure the challenges and the difficulties that we face from day to day. Father, bless us. Keep us in your providential care. Our sincere prayer, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.